course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends. They were joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too bad. A little tired, but I'm here. I'm alive, living the dream.
Yeah. Well, today we're actually reviewing the movie Carnage for Christmas. Yes, we know we had announced and put out there we were reviewing werewolves, but we had to swerve because werewolves was a little more difficult to see, and neither one of us could make it to a showing of it in the allotted time. So we had to pull a swerve and pick another movie. So we're reviewing Carnage for Christmas. But before we get there, real quick, Ike, let's discuss spoiler-free Creep Tapes Episode 5, Brant. Did you watch this episode, Ike?
So I did not. I did not have a chance to watch the new Creep Tape. For a little behind the scenes here, I moved into my new house officially this weekend, so I was very busy, and I completely forgot that Creep Tapes even existed for like 2 days.
Well, it is was a very good episode. It's a little different, and then the others in it, had the Peach Fuzz, the mask, the wolf guy playing a prominent role in it, and it was a very different episode, but it was very, very good. I like the progression. I like how they're doing this. Each episode's different, and really shows a lot about the character. And I saw that next week's, there's two names involved with next week's episode. I can't remember the one, but it says mom. So I think it's about a guy and his mom. So I'm curious what that's going to be, but should be interesting. But this was another very good episode. They just keep getting better. And I think we only have the one more. I think there's only six episodes. So if I'm nowhere, so we're about to the end of it. So that's disappointing. Hopefully there'll be more in the future. So, yeah, before we move on then, Ike, did you watch anything this week?
Oh, boy. So, not really. Like I said, been super busy. I've been rewatching an anime called Attack on Titan. I would classify like the first like season or two of Attack on Titan as like horror related. Honestly, it's pretty terrifying. The later seasons get a little bit different, but I'm still doing that. So other than that, really haven't had time to watch much of anything. So I've pretty much had a boring week, I'd say.
Yeah, don't think I watched anything horror related either. I mean, I watched some assorted things and this and that, but I don't think anything horror related. So, well, that segment fell over like a lead balloon. So let's move on.
Order up. Here's one house special cheesy slasher. Enjoy.
And it is time for our cheesy slasher of the week. This is where Ike and I present to you just that, a cheesy, hokey, funny, whatever you want to call it, cheesy. I guess I said cheesy twice. But anyway, a slasher or a horror movie. And this week, we present to you the movie Blood Diner. It was written by Michael Sonnier, directed by Jackie Kong, starring Rick Burks, George Tootman, and others. The movie is described as two brothers are entrusted by their uncle to uphold the ritualistic cannibalism of the ancient cult of Shitar. In order to do so, they have to prepare a feast of sacrifice for the resurrection of their goddess. Now, let me tell you something. That description sounds wacky. That description doesn't even scratch the surface of the wackiness of this movie. Because here's the thing. The two brothers and their uncle, right? They get hooked on learning how to kill and idolizing their uncle at a very young age. And then they see the uncle get killed by police when he's finally about caught. Now, that's not as serious as it sounds. It is, again, is very cheesy. But when they say the uphold the ritualistic cannibalism of the ancient cult, yeah, what they do is they open a quote-unquote diner, a healthy food diner, and they're essentially feeding the people. They're feeding the people human and their dishes, and it's this huge hit. People can't figure out why their food's so good. Well, that's because it's people, apparently. So that's how they're doing it, and it's just all kinds of weirdness ensues from there. Now, the movie was released July 10th, 1987, in a limited theater run, and then released to video shortly after. The movie was originally supposed to be a sequel to the 1963 film Blood Feast, but was later reshaped. I've never seen Blood Feast, don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's got a similar motive. I don't know. But it was kind of reshaped, and this is what we got. The film was shot in 3 weeks in California with a budget of $330,000. Many people were shocked when they later found out, because the movie did okay for its time. Not huge, but it was okay. So, that provided an opportunity for director Jackie Kong, and lots of people were a little shocked when they met because she was a female, and most people just thought Jackie Kong was a man because female directors were really rare at the time. The movie can be watched on the Roku channel. I'm telling you, it's goofy enough that it's funny and it's a fun watch. It's nothing super spectacular, nothing that is reshaped horror, but it is kind of goofy and fun. So go check that out. So let's move on then to our next segment. Talk to us, Internet. And it is time for Talk to Us, Internet. This is where we take either listener response to us or just something we've picked up on social media that we want to discuss. This is it's either our way to respond to you guys as listeners, or for us to simply get to discuss another point that's not necessarily that fit into somewhere else in the show, which is kind of the case here today. There has been lots of speculation on social media that Saw 11 might not happen. There were some posts by the director that have caused alarm, and then not long after some of these things, like apparently some of his social media accounts just disappeared, were deactivated. And people don't know what's going on. His posts were rather alarming about not the movie not happening. Not there's not being support for it. I don't know, but everybody is speculating that oh, this may not happen after all. Now, we did a review of Saw 10. I assuming I'm remembering correctly that when we reviewed it, that Saw 10 did okay at the box office, because we have said that all these movies that have been released have at least done moderately well. Now, I don't know as far as ratio to what it costs to make it. I don't know about that, but I'm assuming there's a good viewer demand for it. So I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if there's something, if this is true at least. I don't know if there's some kind of cost saving thing going on by studios or companies. I don't know. What I do know is I hope this is completely false. I hope we do get Saw 11, because I thought Saw 10, well, it's not the greatest movie in the world. It was, as far as the Saw movies, it was pretty good, and I thought it kind of, got it back to its roots a little bit. Now, I do know a lot of people did not like Saw 10, apparently. There's some of that too, but that's what movie doesn't have that? So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this. I don't know if it didn't succeed as much as what they hoped, and therefore they just don't want to try another. I don't know. But I'm hoping it happens, and I'm hoping we get another movie, but I guess we don't know.
It's weird because if I remember correctly, and I'm looking it up right now, thus my slight pause, Saw X did really well. Like it was pretty well received both critically and in terms of like fan response. I know a lot of fans, were like, yeah, this is pretty good. And I just pulled up the Saw X box office numbers on IMDb. So the estimated budget was 13 million and the worldwide gross was 112 million. So, I mean, that in of itself, I feel like there's something fishy going on because the movie was incredibly profitable. The movie was extremely well received by fans and critics alike. I mean, for point of reference, this has a 6.6 on IMDb, which is saying quite a bit because, Saw movies typically trend on the lower threes and fours. So, I don't know. It's weird to me that, Saw 11 may or may not happen. And like you said, that is concerning that, basically the director's just like, hey, I'm outie, and, removing posts, removing, entire profiles. So I do see the speculation. I'm hoping that maybe the director is just kind of like dropping off social media because he wants to. And it's not like a, hey, this isn't happening anymore. You know what I mean?
Or perhaps there was maybe some pressure from the studio. Maybe they came back with a, "Yo, we didn't say this. We're not saying that. You need to knock that off."
Right.
And so the guy just said, "Oh, well, screw it," and just deactivated stuff to let everything cool. I don't know. Who knows? This stuff gets, sometimes gets taken so out of context, and things get picked up on and taken and run with and reposted and reshared and twisted and. And people see blurbs and excerpts and headlines and believe it without getting the full story. So who knows? And again, I don't know. I've not dug deep enough to see the post or what he actually put out there to know how alarming it was. So I don't know. My view is there's a chance any movie's not not going to necessarily get made. You never know when a
Right.
studio is just going to want to change direction for whatever reason. And so maybe it won't. I don't know. But here's hoping it does. And here's hoping, I don't know, maybe they wanted to just keep things under wraps and not get any kind of talk about it, and then all of a sudden get to spring it out there and get a lot of buzz. I don't know. But I'm hoping it happens. So I guess we will see in the future. So for now, let's move on. Two truths and an AI. And it is time for our rotating weekly segment. And this week we are doing two truths and an AI. This is where I have three descriptions of movies. Two of them are, in fact, actual movies. One of them is an AI-generated description that Monica, my wife, does. And I read these to Ike. Ike tries to guess which one is the AI. Now, typically, Ike is pretty good at this. I don't think you got the last one.
I
So
didn't.
let's see what we got here. Oh, I don't have the numbers here. I thought I had a listing of this, but that's okay. Typically you get it pretty easily, but the last one got you. So we'll see if she has learned how to play the system a little better, to stun you a little more. So we will see. Here we go. Here is description number one. A young babysitter must protect her charge at all costs while caring for him at Christmas from a sinister threat. That is
Okay.
description number one. Description number two, an evil psychopath terrorizes a pregnant woman on Christmas Eve. That is description number two. And description number three, on a Christmas Eve in a small secluded village nestled in the mountains, siblings Charlie and Katie realize not all is right as they walk through the woods on their way home from caroling. Now, those
Okay.
are the three descriptions of movies, Ike. So you have to guess which one was generated by AI.
Okay. So the first one is the one that is like immediately throwing up red flags. It seems pretty generic, but that's sort of what tripped me up last time is that I just assumed that the generic description is the AI. But depending on the number of prompts entered into the AI generator, whatever, it could easily be a different one. Which makes me think that it might be the third one. The third one has almost too much detail for a plot, like a quick, plot line. It seems like perhaps, specific names were maybe entered into the prompt or something like that. But then, of course, the paranoia in me says, well, I guess the second one could also just not be the right one, and it could just be, So I'm going to guess. I'm going to pull a lateral here. I'm going to say that, let's see, the first one had too little, the third one had too much, but the middle one had just the right amount of numbers and the information. So I'm going to say the second one is the AI.
I've got Three Little Bears thing.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Description number one. A young. Okay, let me ask you this though. Do you want me to read them back in the same order, or do you want me to save the one you pick for last?
You can save the one I picked for last if you'd like.
Okay. Description number one: a young babysitter must protect her charge at any cost while caring for him at Christmas from a sinister threat. That is the movie Better Watch Out from 2016.
Okay.
So far, so good. So, movie number three. On a Christmas Eve in a small, secluded village nestled in the mountains, siblings Charlie and Katie realize not all is right as they walk through the woods on their way home from caroling. That movie is AI using the parameter of horror movie at Christmas. And description number two, an evil psychopath terrorizes a pregnant woman on Christmas Eve. That is the movie Inside from 2007. And Monica did put an interesting fact. That movie is banned in Germany due to excessive gore and violence. So, okay. So there you go. You didn't get it last week, and now it's all in your head, making you overthink them. And if you'd went with your initial gut, you would have been right.
I honestly, I psyched myself out because I thought to myself, the second one sounds familiar. Sounds like something that I've maybe seen before. And I have in fact seen that movie, so I'm really that's even worse.
Yep. So now we're gonna have to see what the next time what two wrong in a row does to your mental state. You just might be a drooling fool.
I might be
So
catatonic, comatose.
yeah. Next time when I say two truths and AI, it just may be like just a never-ending hum from you from there on out. But hopefully not now, because we've got more things to discuss, and we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, it'll be time for news, birthdays, anniversaries, and all that. So stick around.
Make sure you subscribe to listen to their screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number two in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news. And welcome back with the news. All right, sports fans, we have some cool stuff for you. Nothing to do with sports though, because this is not a sports podcast. This is in fact a horror podcast. So there is going to be an Art the Clown eulogy log coming to Screambox on December 24th. It is a twisted take on a Yule log. Also coming to Screambox on December 17th will be Damien Leone's Terrifier 2 audio commentary. Now, obviously, these are both very exciting. I love the twist of a eulogy log, but also I love commentaries. That's a little fun fact about Ike is that I quite enjoy audio commentaries on movies. My wife, however, does not. So. I have to find time to, mix in audio commentary for films. I think it's one of those like, what's the word? It's a dying art, which is commentary and special features. You don't get a lot of those with movies anymore, I feel like, but yeah, I
Yeah.
love commentary, so I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah. Something else that's kind of that has faded with, as, excuse me, physical media has faded a little. So,
Yeah.
but I mean, every once in a while you'll buy a digital movie and get some things, but not as much. So, yet another reason to keep supporting physical media.
Absolutely. All right. Moving on to two. You heard that right. Two, not one. Two new Evil Dead movies are currently in the works.
Wait a minute,
One
wait a minute,
is
wait a minute. How many, Ike?
two.
Oh.
Dos.
There
I don't know how to say it in any other language.
you go. I think we got the gist.
Right. I think in French it's like trois. Anywho.
Very good.
Right. I thought about it in German, but I'm like, I don't know what German. I don't know any German. Nein. That's no. But anyways, one is being directed by oh fuck, Sebastian Vanishek, titled Evil Dead Burn. No further info is available at this time. Yeah, we've kind of had the assumption that there were going to be multiple projects coming after the Evil Dead Rise success. Sort of formulating a new trilogy. For those who have not watched the Evil Dead movies, you have the original trilogy with Evil Dead 1, 2, and Army of Darkness. You then have the 2013 Evil Dead remake, which, oh man, I cannot remember the person who made the Evil Dead remake in like the 2016s or whatever the hell.
No, I don't remember
Oh,
that one.
Fede Alvarez, that's who it
Oh,
was,
yeah,
because.
there
Because he just did the Alien movie, Alien Romulus.
you go.
And so, with that, Evil Dead Rise sort of sparks the conversation of, since it's been so long, is this going to be like, a continuation of the 2013 movie or its own trilogy? And I think we can pretty much confidently say now that it's going to be its own trilogy, which is very exciting for Evil Dead fans. So, I'm super stoked for, this movie. I've never seen any of Mr. Vanacek's movies, so I can't speak to his ability, but I'm sure that he was picked with much vetting for this film.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I look forward to it because, I like the Evil Dead movies. I don't think there's been really a stinker in the bunch yet of anything they've done. I like the series that they did, the Ash versus Evil Dead. Everything's fun. So anything they do, I'm on board with. And bring it on. The more movies, the better. And bring us those two new movies.
That's right. So I'm trying to find Sebastian Vanacek, but I'm sure he doesn't really have much that he's done. He's only done a handful of things, so I'm curious. Oh wait, he did that movie Infested that came out last year.
Oh yeah.
I never got to watch that, but I think you liked it. I think you
Yeah,
watched it.
yeah, yeah. I did.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check that out then, because I'm very curious, like what we're getting into with this guy. So. Interesting. Moving on. The first trailer was released for 28 years later. The movie is scheduled to be released in theaters on June 20th, 2025. I am beyond excited for 28 days or 28 years later. I love the 28 days movies. I think it goes without saying that 28 days later and 28 weeks later is easily one of my favorite 1-2 punches as it pertains to like zombie movies or zombie-esque movies. The fellow who made the first one, Danny Boyle, he's coming back for 28 years later, and I think it's time. I think there's this movie has a huge cast. I mean, it has Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Ralph Fiennes, Cillian Murphy's back, Jodie Comer, and a lot of other people. So I'm very stoked for this movie, and it cannot be understated how long people have waited for this movie. I mean, we're going on 2022 is the original, so this is 23 years later, almost 28 years later.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and yeah, it's exciting. It's one of those movies we've suspected and heard things of that thoughts coming for a while, and thoughts keep hearing stuff, thought it was coming, but yeah, now there's actually some forward movement and some things in a trailer, so it's really happening.
Yes, it is in fact happening. It is no longer a what you would say rumor. So, all right, moving on to some up. Oh, wait, actually, I'm sorry, I cannot forget. Almost forgot. Heretic is now available video on demand. Oh yeah, Heretic, very very good movie. We have a full review in our archives. Dave and I both gave very sparkling reviews of this movie. So this is very good news for our friends out there who have not been able to watch that or have been looking, like, oh man, I forgot to catch it in the theaters while I was there, because I'm pretty sure it's out of theaters now, or if not, very limited runs in small theaters potentially. So, but yes, very good movie. Check it out if you have not yet.
I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
Oh, that's actually, I should say, or if you have seen it, watch it again. Why not? Fuck
Yeah,
it.
yeah.
But, all right, now we can move on to upcoming birthdays. December 17th, 1954, the man, the myth, the legend, Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters fame. Ghostbusters is obviously one of the most iconic movies of all time, and it would not be Ghostbusters, excuse me, without Ernie Hudson's Winston Zeddemore. Obviously, he's a very beloved character. He's made his reappearances in the subsequent films, including the 2016 remake. So, yeah, love Ghostbusters, and Ernie Hudson is a big part of that.
Yeah, he's especially, I mean, like in the newer ones, playing a big role as kind of the guy that's in universe, helping to bring them back and bring them back to New York and everything else. So yeah, and the guy that got cheated off the original movie poster wasn't on the first movie poster. That's kind of a shame, but.
That is a shame indeed, but I think that they made up for it a little bit with these last two movies. I feel like Ernie Hudson had a much larger role in these films, which is very much deserved. But all right, moving on to our other birthday this week, a legend as well, December 18th, 1946, Steven Spielberg, known for his role or his roles, his directing and writing and everything else of Jaws, E.T., Jurassic Park, and many, 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 many more. Steven Spielberg is a seminary artist of this time, and there are so many other movies, like Saving Private Ryan that he worked on, Schindler's List that he worked on,
Indiana Jones,
Indiana Jones. I mean, so
Close
many
Encounters of the Third Kind.
Close
I mean,
Encounters.
you can just go on and on and on. I mean, everything he does is gold. So,
He worked on Ready Player One, which is a modern masterpiece, in my opinion. If you've not seen that, it's so good. But yeah, like you said, so many movies. I mean, he's just legendary, and I mean, he's got his hands on so much stuff. It's not even funny.
yeah. Sorry. I guess you paused for my reaction. I was like, "Oh,
You're like, yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's true. I mean, what can you say about the guy? I mean,
yeah."
literally, he's done so much, and I think that he's probably one of those few people that you could say, oh, I love Steven Spielberg. And pretty much anybody from any genre would be able to say, yes, Steven Spielberg is the master.
Yeah, I mean, with Jaws, I mean, pretty much the originator of the summer blockbuster. I mean, he is, the guy that's, that is, helped shape the industry and everything. I mean, he chooses projects very carefully, and everything he does is successful. And that's because of his eye, his work, the way he does it. So.
And I was just looking at his stuff that he's directed, like we said, Jaws, Close Encounters, Raiders, E.T. He did the Twilight Zone movie. Indiana Jones, obviously, like we said. He did Hook, the OG
Oh yeah.
Jurassic Park, which we already said, Schindler's List. I mean,
These
so
are
many things. I mean,
huge movies.
really, Minority Report, which, I mean, depending on who you ask, pretty big movie.
Still successful.
Still successful.
Yeah,
The
still.
Terminal, that movie with
Oh.
what's his name? Tom Hanks, that's a good
Yeah.
one.
Yeah.
But anywho, so many good movies. So like I said, I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who has not at least heard that name. But all right, moving on to some upcoming movie birthdays or anniversaries if you prefer. December 12th, 1941, The Wolf Man. Oh, Werewolves in London. Wrong movie. But
Yeah.
that was a very poor. I don't want to disturb the neighbors here, but yeah, 1941. That's crazy. And it's weird because the Wolfman remake is coming out pretty soon, beginning of next year, right? I think January 17th.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, this is the original Lon Chaney Jr. It's a very, very good film. But would have been a timely tie-in today had we gotten to do werewolves, but we didn't, so but still a good movie.
That's true. It's very true. We'll eventually get to werewolves. It's just, oh man,
Yeah.
we both had a bad stroke of luck this weekend. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and it wasn't, I mean, like, it wasn't just the easiest movie just to run and see and squeeze in, because it didn't,
It
it's
didn't get
not,
a
it,
huge
it, yeah, it didn't
wide
have
release either.
a huge release, or it wasn't like a ton of showings or whatever else. And so, yeah, it is what it is.
Yep. Is what it is, but we're going to move on to, or rather,
I don't think anybody's losing any sleep over it.
no, I don't think so. I think everybody will sleep soundly tonight knowing that we tried.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if we listened close enough, Frank Grillo was crying somewhere, but I don't know.
Right. Frank Grillo is on his knees screaming,
Yeah.
platoon style.
Yeah.
I kid. But we're going to move on to December 12th, 1997, a very different movie, Scream 2. Scream 2 is a very good sequel. By no means a perfect sequel, but it is extremely well made, well thought out. And a lot of people, talk poorly about 3. I think 2 has just as many problems. I think it's just received or maybe perceived differently or better. I'm not totally sure. But I do like two. It's very interesting how people talk about that trilogy of movies.
Yeah, I mean, I like to. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know if, I don't know. It's like no matter what they do, I don't know if it'll ever measure up to the first one. Anything will,
Right.
because the first one was special, right? I mean, it established something completely different, and it was such a trip to watch, right? It was so just mind blowing in the way they did it. So, but yeah, you know, I mean, I like the second one. I don't have any issues with it.
No problems here. No problems here. If anybody's listening who made that movie, we ain't got any problems, man. I promise. No, I'm just kidding. But all right, moving on to December 15, 1974, Young Frankenstein. I've never seen this movie, so Dave, I'm almost positive that you have.
Yeah. God, you need to watch it. It's so good. It's
I
got, you
will put
know,
it on the list.
yeah, I mean, it's got Gene Wilder in it and everything, and it's a very much made to fit in with the old Universal movies. So much so that they actually used some of the sets from some of the movies that were still around. But it's got just such a classic comedy. I mean, the comedy is just, it's so good. And just so much stuff. You know, from Igor doing the Walk This Way, which, you know, inspired Aerosmith's title for that song and everything else. But it's just such a fun, oh, it's such a great movie. It's hilarious. It's so good. It's such a, you know, a tribute to the old Universal movies, and it's just great. One of the best movies ever.
Well, I'll have to give it a look-a-roo at some point. So put it on the list. So it is there, just waiting for me to get to it. But all right. Moving on now to our upcoming releases. First things first, we have Nosferatu coming to theaters on December 25th. A Christmas horror movie on the Christmas time and the Christmas season. I love it, love it, love it. I've a long time ago watched the original Nosferatu. I know there's some like remakes and
Oh,
because
yeah.
the original was like in the 1920s or something like that, maybe even
I think
earlier.
it's earlier than that.
1904, no, I'm kidding. It might be
Maybe,
1904. Is
maybe.
it might be in the actual
It's
1900s.
well, it's a silent movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's old. Yeah,
It's
let's see. No, yeah, it's
1922.
22, so it is in the 20s, but
It's
yeah.
a German movie and it's Nosferatu Ein Symphonie des Grauens. I don't know if I said that right. Anybody who plays or listens or reads German, writes German, let me know.
Yeah, we've already established earlier you don't know German. You said that.
That is true. I did
It's
say that.
weird how it's come up a couple times now.
It's like that
That's
meme that says, if I had a nickel for every time that happened, I'd have two nickels,
not...
which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it's happened
Yeah.
twice.
Two nickels is two nickels, I guess. I don't know.
That's right. But yeah, I'm excited for this movie though. I'll definitely check it out. That's 100% for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this one's supposed to be super, super good, super creepy, super everything, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And then moving on to Street Trash is coming to Screenbox on December 27th. We will have a spoiler-free review of this on our next episode. I know, have you watched this yet?
No, I have not. I've seen the original.
Oh, that's right, the original.
Yeah, and this one, I don't know if I think it's a remake, but I think they've, you know, modified it some and updated it some, and I think I'm not 100% sure, but no, we have the screener link, but no, I've not watched it yet, so I'm looking forward to it. The original is very goofy, and we fit right in with the cheesy slasher of the week. So, you know, next week, spoiler, we will be reviewing the new Street Trash, and the original Street Trash will probably be our cheesy slasher of the week. Unless, I don't know, have we already, we may have already done it. I don't know. Anyway, I think, whatever the case may be, I think we did it already as a cheesy slasher, but.
I'll try and watch the original so that way I can pitch in on that cheesy slasher a little bit.
Yeah. But
But
yeah, it's goofy. But I don't know. I've heard that the new one is got the same vibe, same feel, very whatever. But with just more modern, you know, modern effects and stylisms and stuff. So, but we'll see. That's we'll find out. But no, I've not watched it yet. So.
also, slight jump back to the whole Nosferatu thing. I did not know that that was Lily Rose Depp who plays the main girl in that.
And the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I mean,
I haven't really looked that deep into it yet to know that, but.
Yeah, me neither. Because I mean, I know her from like Tusk and that movie Yoga Hosers.
I guess it wouldn't be the original. I guess that was a kind of a
Yeah.
ridiculous question. The new one? Or
She's a
the one
time. She's a
from
time traveler.
a 102 years ago.
For sure, the one from 102 years ago. Absolutely. But no, yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, no, I'll definitely watch the Street Trash, the OG, and then that way I can have a better basis of understanding for the new one. But good stuff. Moving on to our last upcoming release, a little bit of news as well, I guess. Final Destination Bloodlines will release in theaters on May 16th, 2025. No further information is available at this time. You know, it's always interesting when they go back and do these remakes, reboots, whatever. I think the last Final Destination movie was like in like the 2010s, maybe. Let's see, Final Destination. I'll check that as we talk here. But yeah, it's interesting, and I think Tony Todd is credited in this, so I would assume that
Yeah, I
you know
think
he was able to get it out.
this is the last thing he worked on. But there's not, I mean, there's no info out there. I don't know what the premise is, what they're doing with this, where this falls. I don't know. I don't know if it's just another one or if it's trying anything. I don't know. I don't know what their approach is for this one. So we'll see. Is this the only one to have a subtitle like that, like Bloodlines?
Yeah, it looks like the other ones are just like numbered or unnumbered. So the first one's just Final Destination, and then it's like 2, 3, 4, 5. So, well, I guess 4 was the Final Destination.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But then 5 was Final Destination 5, and then now 6 is Bloodline. So it's interesting. I'm assuming it's going to be somehow connected to like the original people, you know?
Yeah, and I'm guessing since there's a kind of a gap there, I mean, the numbering kind of loses the effect anymore. I mean, if you call it Final Destination 6, I mean, it doesn't really have any impact because it's been a while. So I don't know. I guess that's why they're giving it a different title. So I don't know. I don't know if whether that there's something like that. I don't know whether it's a different approach than some of the other movies. We'll have to see. But wasn't Bloodlines? Wasn't that also that Pet Sematary movie? Didn't they use Bloodlines too?
They sure did. There's also a Day of the Dead remake reboot that's called Day of the Dead Bloodlines.
Okay. I mean,
So, I
I
think
know
it's just
it's not that uncommon a word. I mean, it fits right in. But man, that just seems like we've had a. There's also a Supernatural episode called Bloodlines that was going to be a spin-off series that didn't happen, but alas.
oh. That's like that's the one like in Chicago with all like the families, the
Yeah, the
different
Chicago, all
monsters.
the monster mob families.
Listen, I like that episode. I think that that would have been a cool spin-off series. I mean, like the CW is just so full of wasted potential. I mean, they canceled the Winchesters TV show. They didn't pop off and do the spin-off with like the sheriff and or the
Yeah,
other sheriff.
the
That would have been a good.
Wayward Sisters. Yeah,
That would have been hella good, but no, the CW is actually run by a bunch of incompetent morons who don't have any idea what they're doing, in my opinion.
well, they didn't do the Wayward Sisters because they went with some what was their show? Vampire Diaries or whatever. They did some other Vampire Diaries spin-off or something
Really?
that didn't work well. So I don't know. Whatever.
If I had to guess, it was probably Legacies, if I had to
Yeah,
guess,
Legacies.
probably.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, the Legacies show, it was all right. Like I said, it kind of ended pretty poorly, but, you know, I would have probably preferred a Wayward Sisters TV show, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Me too. But I could do a I could watch a whole network of just Supernatural shows.
Oh, 100%. They could do so much, too, but. Anywho, well, I think that pretty much does it for our news, upcoming birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. This is a good as time as any to let you know to go ahead and follow us on social media. Make sure you are supporting us and supporting our craft because that is the best way to support an independent podcast such as ours. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have our official review of Carnage for Christmas. Stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/WrasslePod. That is linktr.ee/RASSLEPOD. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
All right, and here we are. We're back here on Listen to the Screams. It is review time, and we are reviewing Carnage for Christmas. The movie was written by Alice McKay and Benjamin Robinson, directed by Alice McKay, starring Jeremy Moyna, Dominic Booth, and others. The movie was released to video on demand on October 22nd, and the movie will be coming to Shudder on December 15th. Now, I feel like this is going to be a pretty short and sweet review. Because the movie was pretty short. It was just a little over an hour. Second of all, you know, it's called Carnage for Christmas, and yes, it takes place around Christmas time, but there's really not a whole lot of Christmas to the movie. I was a little disappointed about that. It didn't have much Christmassy feel to it. So, you know what? I don't have a lot to say. But here's my thing. I'm going to be frank. I didn't like the movie. I didn't like it really at all. I don't think there's a whole lot of redeeming quality. I mean, the acting was, it's okay in parts, and some of it was really not okay. It was not good. I didn't like the way they shot the movie in some cases. It just, I don't know what they were doing. There were some weird cuts and different things. I don't know. It was odd. The way they tried to be, it's like they tried to be a little bit artsy, and it was weird. I didn't think the effects were especially that great. They were kind of hokey. They didn't put a lot of gore in it, but what they tried to put in was just a little whatever. I thought the story was pretty weak. I could see pretty early on where it was going and who was going to be the killer. What do they call it? The toy maker, right? That's what they call the killer, the toy maker. I there was a point in the movie where I had a pretty good inclination of probably who it was, but I don't know. I don't think there was a lot of substance in the movie. The best thing going was they knew not to go too long and overstay their welcome with it. Because I don't know. I really thought the movie was kind of boring. I just didn't, not much redeeming to it for me. So, I don't have a lot else to say. What did you think of the movie?
Well, you know, I didn't hate it. I do think that there are some areas that could be improved upon. I will say I very much enjoy the concept of the movie. I think that it's perhaps the execution that was slightly lacking. The writing was not horrible. The dialogue was actually not terrible either. But I think that, you know, according to IMDb, this has an estimated budget of like $10,000.
Yeah.
So with $10,000, which, I mean, relatively speaking, $10,000 is not that much money. You know, and I'm not bringing this up because this is obviously what's happening in my current life. So this is sort of my current brain process. When you buy a house, you spend a lot of money. And I spent $10,000 doing this. So it's like, I guess $10,000 isn't that much money when you really think about it. Like, it's a lot of money, but it's really not. So if you think about what they're spending it on, right, they're kind of having to like spend it on like equipment, and they're having to hire people. And then something's got to fall somewhere. Something's going to fall short somehow, some way. And I think that they spent all of their money on everything but the effects, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's very apparent. And it's not necessarily their fault, because obviously they can't skimp out on like somebody's paycheck, you know, in lieu of some better looking prosthetics for death scenes or whatever the case may be. Cause there was one specific shot where like they come around the corner and there's like a body and like a pile of like, like it's got a fucking, and a brain, a fucking brain's just sitting there. It's like a cartoon. So that was an interesting choice, but and like I said, I cannot fault them for making the choices they made, because it's like $10,000 is really not that much money when you look at a movie being made. Now, to be fair, Life of Belle had like a $200 budget. Most of that was, toys for Belle. but yeah, so anywho, not talking about Life of Belle, but I guess the point that I'm getting to is that not a lot of money was put into this movie, and that was most likely not the fault of the people who wanted to make the movie. It was probably just a funding thing. Sometimes people are not super willing to put out money for certain things, and the movie had an interesting story. The writing wasn't horrible. I just think that some of the execution, like you said, some of the filming and angles and whatnot were not the best. Not to say that this was somebody's first movie, but I do feel like that perhaps this was sort of like a building block towards something else, hopefully. Honing their craft, if you will. I will say that the actors did a fairly good job. You know what I mean? They did what they could with the material they were given. There were some funny parts and some, fairly redeeming qualities, I would say. But I would not say that this is a, 10 out of 10 perfect movie. I would in fact say that this is a very cheesy, very campy, very low budget horror movie that accomplishes the goal of being a movie and being moderately enjoyable, is what I would say.
We've always said that, if a movie doesn't have a budget, you have to be creative and try to hide your weaknesses somewhat and the best you can. And if you don't have that, a large enough budget, I don't, to me, I don't think the effects they had really added to the movie or to the story. I think they could have got, I don't think it would have taken anything away by not doing some of that, right? That, they showed some blood splatter and then different things like that. I think they were fine with that. The toy maker killer, I thought he looked okay, right? With the, because it was a very cheap looking, here's a very cheap looking Santa suit, a very old, worn looking mask, but it worked because the this was supposed to be, that was kind of the vibe of it, right? That it worked for it. It gave it that feel. But I just think, they tried to be a little too creative with some of the way they shot certain things, some of the fades. It was just odd, like the, with the part with the innards, and then they tried to fade a shot in over it where the innards and the innards were in the sky as they fade. I don't think that stuff like that didn't work for the movie. It didn't add much. And what they tried with the effects did not work. I think they could have just, like I said, been a little more creative, a little more smoke and mirrors to hide some of this. And I don't think it would have changed the course of the movie. And it probably would have not looked as cheesy. I mean, yeah, the concept of the movie is okay. They very much apparently have left it open to do more. I don't know what their goal is, but with the ending, the way it ended, it's like it's very, very open to. I mean, it's weird because when you see the ending of the movie, it almost feels like the movie was like a pilot episode of a TV show, and like they were establishing what the show was about and who the characters were, and then the ending set up, okay, here we go. Here's our first real story we're getting into, or something. It was, it's. So I don't know. Again, I don't know if there's an intent to do another one. I don't know. I mean, they definitely set it up with a, like at the end, a whole them being introduced to a whole other case. And I guess we'll see what happens with that, if anything. I mean, the movie was Australian, which, it was clear in it that it was in some form of a British, either former colony or whatever, because, they were talking about the police, and they were calling them constable and different things like that, right? And there were some accents, so you could clearly tell that it was not an American film. I'm not saying anything bad about that. I'm just saying it was that was that it was an Australian film. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was okay. It was weird. It was like there was a couple of tense things that they established at the beginning about the main character going to their hometown, back to their hometown, and all these trepidations. But it was weird. It's like when they got there, I don't know. It's like they quickly kind of dispelled a lot of that trepidation for me. It just felt like they could have used that a little more. And I do understand they were trying to, keep that main character a strong representative character, and I get that. But I think a little more tribulation might have even done better with that. But whatever the case would be, I just think, I don't know. The movie was missing something for me. I think it was just. There were some bones there, but I just don't think in their execution that they properly executed within their means the right way. I think they tried tricks they didn't need to try and stuff, and it just overexposed the lack of budget. Maybe that's what they wanted. Maybe they wanted it to feel very low budget and indie, and have that vibe. If so, if that worked. But I think you could better hide some of that stuff, and I think they overexposed it. So, but again, I'm just not a fan. I thought there were some bones there, but I thought it just really lacked in the execution. So if I'm rating this thing out of five screams, I think the best I can do, oof, I really think the best I can do is give it a 1.5. And I'm being a little generous there, because I just really was not compelled by the movie at all. I think it was just missing on too many counts for me. So yeah, I'm gonna go with a 1.5 out of 5. So Ike, what are you giving it on your rating?
Dang.
Aha.
Have you ever given a 1.5 before on the show that that you can recall?
I don't know. We've done Thanksgiving. We might have been
Well,
pretty low with that, and so I don't know.
at Cannibal Cabin. I don't remember what we gave Cannibal Cabin.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But all right. I am going to give it a 2.5 out of 5. Generally we kind of say a 3 is a middle of the road, a movie that we enjoy that wasn't perfect, but also wasn't the worst. And a 3 also generally means that I might be willing to rewatch the movie, and not that I wouldn't be willing to watch other things that this creator makes, but specifically I would not rewatch this movie specifically. I did not hate it, but I didn't love it. I do think that there are redeeming factors in some, qualities that are positive. It's just, it just is what it is. So I give it a 2.5 just to, give it credit for what it did, but also it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Makes me even more disappointed we didn't get to see werewolves. But not saying werewolves, who knows? Werewolves may have been just as cheesy, but at least it would have had werewolves. But speaking of cheesy, next week we will be reviewing Street Trash, which is wow, how can I put this? Unabashedly cheesy and such. They're not trying to hide it. They're not trying to do anything. So we'll see how that delivers and how we like that, and if we can find it enjoyable. And we will also be talking about Creep Tapes episode 6, which I'm 99% sure I believe that's the final episode of the series. So we'll also be discussing that. We'd like to give a thank you to our wives for their support, and to all the listeners and followers for their listens, their follows, and their support as well. So all right, before we close out of here and get out, anything you want to add?
Oh man. It's completely unrelated to the horror movies. It is a horrifying thing. But have you ever had to strip paint from any kind of surface before?
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, it's not. I have developed like arthritis because of the stripping of paint. This is just a fun fact. You get this shit. It's like a chemical paint stripper, or you can use a heat gun, which I didn't know until way too late in this process. But we were stripping paint from our kitchen and some cabinets and stuff, and it's probably the single worst thing that I've ever had to do in my life. So I will never ever do that again. So I just wanted to, share that, pain with everyone else, and let you know it's a horrifying thing. It's the scariest thing I've ever done, truly.
Might be one of the challenges in that potential Saw 11 we get is
Listen,
Jigsaw making somebody strip paint.
if Jigsaw put me in a trap and said all you have to do is strip paint from this block of wood, I'd be like, ah, fuck it, kill me.
Just take a limb. Which limb you taking? Just do it. Just
Take whatever
I
you
don't
want, my
care.
arm,
Rip
hand, leg, feet.
my jaw off. I don't care. It's done.
I'd
You
rather die
win.
at this point. Right? You win, John Kramer. You win.
I'm not playing the game. Just end it now.
Just fucking take me out, man. Take me out.
That's what I want to see. I want Saul 11 just to be the people be like, nope, I'm good. Just go ahead. My life sucks. Just I'm in.
Saw 11, the millennial edition.
I'm in debt. My liver's going. I'm getting old. Just go ahead. I don't care. I'm not even doing this. I don't care that you buried the key in that guy's body. I'm not going in it. Just trigger whatever you're triggering.
Right, just blow my head off with the shotgun carousel, put me in the reverse bear trap, twist my limbs off. I don't care, just do whatever you need to do, man.
They release it out, and it's like this minute and a half thing, and everybody's like, "Oh, did you see the Saw 11 trailer?" Oh no, that was the whole film.
Right.
Just
I can't believe somebody hasn't made like a parody movie where like it's like a short film. I'm gonna do that now.
now, I see. I've not never watched like the scary movies, and they spoof a lot of things. I wonder if they ever did any kind of Saw spoof.
So they did in Scary Movie 4. I have seen all of the Scary Movie movies and I watched them a few weeks ago, so I do distinctly still remember them. They do parody it a little bit in like the fourth one where they put Shaquille O'Neal and Dr. Phil in a
Oh
Saw
yeah,
trap.
I remember that happening. Yeah.
But it's actually Dr. Phil and Shaquille O'Neal, which is
Yeah.
fantastic. I
Yeah.
love that they both did that. But
Yeah.
yeah, and like Dr. Phil saws off the wrong foot.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, all right then. It's a busy time. It's a busy time of the year. So
It
let's
is.
spin on out of here and just close this up for this week. We're just a mere couple weeks away from Christmas. So,
Merry
and
Christmas.
yeah. And so hopefully everybody is rewatching some Christmas movies, Christmas horror movies. And I know we have discussed, we've reviewed several, whatever else, but I think we're doing one of these next couple episodes to do a top three of our favorite Christmas horror movies.
Think so.
We may have done it in the past, but I don't care. We'll do it again if we have. But
Well, there's been some pretty good Christmas horror movies that have come
that's
out in the
right.
last couple
That's
of years,
right.
so.
Yeah. So, and plus, tastes evolve, right? You Something that you super like at one point in time, and later you just something else pops up that you like more. So,
That's right.
if you like the exact same thing your entire life without ever changing, I mean, you're a pretty boring person. So,
Yeah, fuck you, man.
yeah, just screw you. And Ike doesn't know German, and
Nine
whatever else we've talked about today. And I don't
stripping
know.
paint.
I feel like it's been a peculiar show, but I feel like they all have. They're all peculiar, but this one's just been weird. I don't know.
We're just a peculiar bunch here. That's just how it is.
Sure are. So, all right. So before we piss on ourselves anymore, let's get out of here. And make sure you subscribe to us on social media. We're on all platforms. Just look up Listen to Screams. Listen the number two Screams. Pretty much for the most part, if it's out there, we're on it. So just go find us, or you can just whatever. We have a link tree. Look us up there, and it has all the links. I don't just look us up. We're there. It's easy. We're not hard to find. We don't hide. We're not like Michael Myers hiding behind the hedge. We're there. We're out in front. So yeah, I'm rambling now, and I don't know why. So anyway, let's get out of here. Next week, it's all about the street trash. So until then, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.